Have you ever been absolutely, positively certain you'd hate something without ever trying it? Green Eggs and Ham takes us on a journey through the mind of someone stubbornly resistant to new experiences. What begins as a simple offer of unusually colored breakfast food transforms into an epic battle of wills that speaks to something fundamental in human nature. The unnamed protagonist's adamant refusal, "I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I am," resonates with anyone who has ever crossed their arms and declared no to something unfamiliar. Through rhythmic repetition and escalating scenarios, this seemingly simple story captures the psychology of resistance and the transformative power of simply saying yes to something new. The protagonist's journey mirrors our own experiences with the unknown, whether it's an unusual food, a different perspective, or an uncomfortable situation, and reveals how our preconceptions often prove wildly inaccurate when tested against reality. Imagine writing a meaningful story using only 50 different words. This seemingly impossible constraint became the foundation for Dr. Seuss's most brilliant work. When publisher Bennett Cerf bet Seuss couldn't create a compelling children's book with such a limited vocabulary, he responded with what would become his best-selling title. The 50 carefully selected words, mostly one-syllable terms like am, box, fox, ham, and train, combined to create 802 words of text that never feels restricted. This linguistic minimalism builds confidence in beginning readers through recognition rather than frustration. The rhythmic repetition activates language centers more effectively than random word exposure. Children often memorize the entire book, using it as a springboard for independent reading. Most remarkable is how these simple words convey complex emotional states: stubbornness, annoyance, persistence, reluctance, and eventual delight. The character's journey from refusal to acceptance unfolds with psychological nuance despite the restricted word palette. This simplicity expressing emotional complexity would influence generations of children's authors and transform early literacy approaches. The unnamed narrator exemplifies psychological resistance at its most memorable. From the start, we meet someone defined by absolute certainty. He does not like Sam I Am, and he definitely does not like green eggs and ham. This categorical rejection becomes almost his identity. What makes this resistance fascinating is its complete irrationality. The narrator has never tried green eggs and ham, yet maintains unshakable conviction about disliking them. Rather than simply saying no once, he constructs increasingly elaborate scenarios. Not in a box, not with a fox, not in a house, not with a mouse. This pattern shows how people often entrench themselves deeper when challenged, building more complex defenses rather than reconsidering. The illustrations brilliantly reinforce this psychological state. Arms crossed, brow furrowed, physically turning away. By Mig's story, the resistance becomes almost comically extreme, revealing how rigidity often leads to absurd positions. The character becomes a caricature of stubbornness, allowing us to recognize our own occasional inflexibility. Sam I Am exemplifies cheerful persistence in literature, contrasting sharply with the narrator's rigid negativity. His approach never veers into aggression or manipulation, making him particularly effective. Sam demonstrates key persuasion principles throughout the story. He employs incremental request strategy, gradually introducing possibilities in different contexts rather than demanding immediate consumption. When rejected, he pivots to new approaches without discouragement, maintaining his cheerful demeanor. How often do we surrender after the first no instead of exploring creative alternatives? Crucially, Sam never coerces or tricks the narrator. His fundamentally respectful approach presents options while acknowledging the narrator's agency. The turning point comes when Sam says, "You do not like them, so you say. Try them. Try them, and you may," acknowledging the stated preference while gently challenging its basis. Sam's persistence isn't about winning arguments, but genuinely sharing something he believes will bring joy. This distinguishes healthy persistence from stubbornness. It's other-focused rather than ego-driven. In our polarized world, Sam I Am offers a masterclass in persuasion through patience, respect, and authentic belief in what you're offering. The climactic moment when the narrator finally agrees to try green eggs and ham represents one of literature's most satisfying turning points. After relentless refusal, the character concedes, "If you will let me be, I will try them. You will see." This pivotal moment reveals profound insights about mind-changing. The decision stems not from persuasion about the food's merits, but from wanting Sam I Am to stop his persistence. This reflects how real behavioral change often occurs through social pressure, resistance fatigue, and desire to end discomfort rather than rational argument. Sometimes we try new things simply to prove our initial rejection was justified. What follows is genuine surprise. "Say, I like green eggs and ham. I do." The exclamation points convey not just acceptance, but enthusiasm. This dramatic reversal shows how our preconceptions often prove inaccurate when tested against reality. Particularly meaningful is the narrator's gratitude. Thank you, Sam I Am." This appreciation demonstrates emotional maturity, the ability to value being proven wrong rather than becoming defensive. It models how changing one's mind can be a positive growth experience rather than an embarrassing error. The illustrations in Green Eggs and Ham form a sophisticated visual language that deepens the story's psychological dimensions. The artwork charts the emotional journey from resistance to acceptance through deliberate techniques. Color psychology plays a central role. The green eggs and ham represent unfamiliarity and the unknown. Green food naturally triggers wariness in humans. This contrasts with Sam I Am's warm yellow hat and conventional browns and blues, creating visual tension that mirrors the central conflict. Character designs communicate psychological states. The narrator begins with exaggerated features of resistance, furrowed brow, downturned mouth, crossed arms. As the story progresses, subtle shifts in posture and expression hint at transformation, culminating in reversed body language, open posture, raised arms, and a genuine smile. Spatial relationships evolve meaningfully. Initially, Sam I Am and the narrator appear at opposite sides of the page. They gradually move closer together until sharing space harmoniously in final scenes. This visual convergence parallels their ideological meeting. Beneath its playful surface, Green Eggs and Ham presents a profound philosophical stance on approaching life's unfamiliar offerings. The book advocates for openness to experience, a personality trait linked to curiosity and willingness to try new things. The narrator's journey from rejection to acceptance serves as a parable about the limitations of prejudgment. By refusing green eggs and ham based solely on appearance, he nearly misses something he ultimately enjoys. This illustrates a key principle: we cannot truly know our preferences without direct experience. This philosophy extends beyond food to broader life attitudes. The book challenges neophobia, the fear of new things, which appears in children's eating habits and adults' resistance to unfamiliar ideas. By showing the rewards of overcoming initial resistance, the story encourages questioning reflexive rejections. The story's enduring appeal speaks to its universal message. From picky eating to political polarization, the wisdom of trying green eggs and ham before deciding we don't like them remains surprisingly profound.